No,
it's open.
No, it wasn't recording.
No, it's open. It's open. If you want to close, it's open.
I was there. I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the good thing. What did we speak about last week?
The shul, it's the Knesset.
The Shechina.
The Shechina, right. To stop before you walk in.
What that?
To stop for a few seconds before walking
right.
in. So you can just burn in.
Right.
There he is. He's back.
Okay, well, so just Beth Hashem, we should have pizza Sadera tonight. We should be able to speak about what we want to do. So last week we try to focus on an awareness being in the base of Knesset, the base medrash, the Shechina that's here. And we pointed out that one of the problems that we have with this issue is the fact that in the world, in the secular world, in the regular Tevedic world, I should say that we don't have this this concept of walking to a place and there's something in the ear that, you know, when you walk past the threshold, you have Shechina. I mean, you might have gas or something like that in some kind of, but I'm talking about a spiritual thing that when you walk past the threshold of a room, you're basking in Shechina, like we don't have such an idea. So I think that's one of the reasons why we have a little difficulty with it. But, Baruch Elokeinu, Shabbat Melechvoidei, if you don't know the Sonar Torah's MS, Baruch Hashem, at least in our Chabura, we try to Mechazek Hazel, that's the purpose of a Chabura, to be oimed on different inyonim issues that for some reason that, you know, that it's almost, I would say, it's even among our Cheshuvim, it's something that we're not conscious of today, not aware, and I think it's incumbent upon us to be there, because besides the MS of it, but it's like, what does that mean, the Shechina is there? That means that Rish Baruch Hu is there. So it's like, in a certain way, like Rish Baruch Hu is there, you know, waiting like this, sitting and waiting, and you come into the Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, open up the Gemara, open up the Siddur, open up your Siddur, open up the Gemara, and Rish Baruch Hu say, is having trouble going through? Yeah.
I don't know.
He's on this one now.
Yeah, all right. If you have any problems, I also have this one. So, this girl who's saying, no, you're...
Can you hear? Okay.
Okay. This girl who's saying, you know, I'm also here. You know, why don't you focus on me? Why don't you, you know... acknowledge that I'm here with you in the Beis Medrash. You know, besides that, you have, we call, you know, in America we call it decorum, you have Derech Eretz, you're learning, you take out the Gemara, and you focus on the Gemara, but Rish Baruch Hu say, okay, all that, but also I'm sitting here, Kaviyachol, so why don't you give acknowledgement the fact that the Shechina is here, you know, together with you. So, Yaga, you have something you want to share with us briefly?
I found it was like a little bit hard. The moment I entered the shul, before I entered the show, I remember, and in the show, I remember, because the second I entered the show, often I forgot. I tried a few times, I remember, but I found something, a small little woman, I want to say, I found it at the Torah, from the Torah Tavlin. The Kohen Gadol had bells on him.
What?
The Kohen Gadol had bells on him. When he entered the Beis Hamikdash, he had bells on him. The Shekhinah was inside, so he would have to announce himself before he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. And he said the Torah Tavlin is talking about that. Also, when you enter our homes, you knock on the door, because the Shekhinah is also in our houses. Just like the Rav said, that we have to stop before we go to the show. Maybe the same should apply to before we go in our house. Because the Shekhinah is dwelling in the house also, we should maybe somehow to have I wasn't, I tried, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Madriga of the shul, but
the Shekhinah's there also. The Shekhinah's
there. What gave you that idea?
Torah Tavlin was talking compared to the fact that the Kohen Gadol has bells to announce himself coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Before you go into your house, you must knock on the door.
Yeah.
To announce yourself.
Torah Tavlin. What is that, the Torah Tavlin?
It's a publication, the Shabbos publication.
Well, that's a very, very interesting. Very interesting
idea. It's interesting, connected to what...
They're very different. Very, I don't have really time for it, but you say this thing, so I can't control myself, but, you know, to tell you this word, one of the Gedolim, maybe it's what's the name again, Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, I don't know which one of the Gedolim was, but he said something, that he used to always clean himself off, be immaculate before he walked in the house or something, and he asked him why, because he said that I'm walking into the Mokom of the Shechina, he said that if the Shalom ben Ish to Ishtoi, so the Shechina is here. So he says that Baruch Hashem, I always have Shalom with my wife, so the Shechina is there, so I have to make sure my clothing is always appropriate, you're walking into Mokom Shechina, it's a very beautiful idea. Anyway, okay, very nice. Yaakov, what about you?
I managed not every time, but a lot of the times before I went into the shul and won the shul.
I mentioned last week at Chatoy and Nima's here, as much as I talk about it myself, but I always find that, like you mentioned, that I always make up before I walk in, I'm going to be cognizant of it, and very often I forget, after I'm leaving already, I say, oh, I forgot, and I speak about it, I talk about it. Okay, what about you, Bob?
I wasn't here, but I heard about it through Moshe, and he did it sometimes, but we've done it in the past.
Yes,
so,
right. I find myself, I try to do it together with Chabura, even though I've done it in the past, so each time that we do it, so it's like a hitchachis of a chizik of a, that's why we do it, the system that we need it from time to time to rejuvenate it and to, so Rabbi Tzai, but I wanted to, introduce you tonight, our Avoda for this week, if you want to make it, Dovah Toi Be'itoi, and we'll be continuing, in the parishes. Continuing the parishes, so this week you have the Big Day Kahuna. So it's something fascinating, the union of the Big Day Kahuna, the Cheshivas of the Big Day Kahuna. Like there's a fascinating Rashi that I don't know if the Olam was made on. Gave a lot of thought to this Rashi. The Chumash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Beinu to bring the Aaron and his sons, Hakre Velecha, and then you're going to make the, you're going to appoint them to be the, they're going to become now officially Kohanim. So Rashi says there that Ayudei Levishas HaBegadim, they're going to become Kohanim. You should you're going to Hashem gave the tzibah to Moshe now to officially make Aaron and his sons Kohanim. So Rashi says, Ayadei Levishas HaBegodim, they're going to become Kohanim. Which is really a pellet, no? Everybody say? In logic, it should be the other way around. That because you're a Kohen, now it's incumbent upon you to wear the Begodim, because now you became a Kohen, so that demands that you should wear Begodim if you become a Kohen, right? But you see, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. I'm putting the begodim on you, the mela, that's going to make you into a kohen. And we say, so, I mean, it gives a certain perspective, the chashivas of what the begodim are. There's a lot to speak about. Just thoughts, we say, thoughts of the kohen. You know, and that brings us to reflection of what a beged is, bechlal, the whole inyan of a beged, a levush. You know, starting from Adam HaRishon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Adam, you know, Hashem made Adam the Levush. You know, always, you know, Levush is a very delicate Indian Levush. On one hand, the Levush is a reflection of the person, right? You see from how a person, you know, from the levush of a person, it's a very significant sign to the panimius of the person. On the other hand, the levush is mashpia on the person, has hashpa on the person. I always point out that sometimes they have, you know, people mentally not the seder. No, and it came out always. There's something in the levush that you see something is off. You know, it's a mess that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the head. Sometimes you see a person, you know, like he looks like very, you know, he's dressed well, and you look at him, you say, you know, looks like a very well balanced, you know, normal human being. And then also you find one thing that's way off the beam, like you see the person doesn't have socks on, you know, like everything is nice, they have a tie, and then, you know, it's a giveaway, like, you know, he's not wearing socks, and sometimes his cuffs are a little bit high, so you see that the guy's going without socks, you know. You look at the person, you see obviously something wrong with him. He's wearing a hat, it's all crooked and this, like, what, you know, you just have to wear his hat straight, and you wouldn't know it, but the way he's wearing his hat, he looks mentally disturbed. One of the person has his shirt open, and forgive me for the, like, you see the epidermis of his, you know, his skin of his stomach is showing. You know, everything is so nice. His shoes, he got the socks on, his hat is straight, but his shirt is open, and you see his stomach is showing. You know, like. There's something, you know, a giveaway that a person, it's a mess that a person puts into, Hashem puts in the person that's mentally. So, I mean, just an interesting point that Levush, I mean, this is a very radical example I'm giving, but down the line, like usually, very often, Levush reflects the person. Like Hashem puts into the mind to dress in a certain kind of way. And the other hand, the Levush is, I remember, really, it's hours very late, so I shouldn't, we came here, the Eger drivers, they used to wear, like, there was no ethics, they used to wear short shorts and, you know, sandals without socks and almost no shirt. And then, the Eger company, they made, certain, you know,
dress code.
Right, dress code. And I saw that it had a big hashpah in how they act also. You know, they, whatever they, you know, there was a big change in the mannerisms, how they acted also when they had to put on the shirt and the tie and, you know, like, it's also, dress is mashpia on a person and it's the reflection of the person. Anyway, I'm about to say the hour's very late now, so we only have a few seconds left. I think that we should use this the parasha, a reflection on our clothing, for us Rabbi say that at least we should be a sign of hakaras hatoyv to the Bnei Shalom for our clothing, that every day we should pick an article of dress that we have and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make the bracha in the morning, Malbush Arumim, so we should say it with extra kavanah, Rabbi Yisai. Right? There's more to speak about Begadim, but the hour is late, Rabbi Yisai. But I mean, I think that people now, Chabur here, we don't need Chisikim. Many times people aren't so conscious of the way of dress, and because we're Haredim, we represent Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, you know, and we're the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we need a special attention on how we dress. But I think in Al Chabur, I don't think Baruch Hashem Al Chabur doesn't need chizik in this Indian. But unfortunately, there are people that represent Hashem that do need chizik in addressing need, and you know, Masuda, things shouldn't be hanging out and sticking out, you know. So, but Al Chabur, I don't think we need chizik in that the area. But so at least we should use the Indian of the dress to of course a tie to the Bnei Shalom, you know, for the bond that we have, and we should give a certain sumas lev, even though I think that basically we have a seder in it, but just to realize that we have a responsibility, we have a very big responsibility, because we represent that for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If any of us feel that we do need a little bit chizik in how we dress, that it should be Kiddush Hashem, so, you know, leave it up to you, Rabbi Yisai. But I say again, Baruch Hashem, that is a compliment, you know, that I don't think Olam here needs chizik in this area, but you can have a sensitivity anyway to be boidik anyway yourselves, if you feel that the way you go dressed, you should always have this perspective that you should know that for good or for worse, that you are the representatives of a struggle in this world, whether you're in the workforce or learning all the time, but we who are the Shem Etom Mitzvahs are the representatives of Hashem in this door, and we have a certain responsibility because of that, you know, to have a sensitivity of how we dress. And Hashem, I think all Mekayim it anyway, but you still have, you know, you have that in mind. You should have bracha v'atzloch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael should give you all siyat d'shmaya, you should have gesund, and you should have parnasa, and you should have nachas, and shalom bayis, and we should be zeichet to see the big or the big shrina of the binyan bayis shlishi with Mashiach Tekenu. Wonderful to see you all.